Manhunt's speech this time at 120 words a minute. 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming here today. As you know, our officers have been very busy during the past few days dealing with what has become not only a murder investigation, but also a manhunt. What I hope to do this morning is to give you all the best and latest information that we have, and to answer any questions that you have. I hope that, with your help, we will be able to bring a speedy conclusion to the police investigation and to bring justice to the family of the bereaved. I shall begin with what we know. Last Sunday, we had an anonymous call from a woman claiming to have seen an incident in Potter Street, down by the docks. She claimed to have seen three men arguing beside a white or light grey car. She said two of the men then turned on the third man, hitting him over the head with what looked like a hammer. The third man was then hustled into the boot of the car, and it sped away. She called just minutes after, apparently witnessing this episode. We immediately dispatched two response cars to the scene. When the officers arrived, there they found a man's head lying in a small pool of blood and some tire screech marks nearby. No hammer was found. Because the site was by the docks, we sent in a police diving team to search beneath the waterline. Scenes of crime officers carried out a detailed investigation of the scene, and from the tire marks we were able to identify the type of car used in the incident. Details of the car and model were sent to all police forces in the land, and within 36 hours the car was located abandoned in a small fishing village in the north of Scotland. People living in the area were able to give detailed descriptions of two men seen near the car and who were unknown to those who saw them in this remote part of the country. Forensic experts have examined the abandoned car and found significant amounts of blood residue. On DNA testing, it has emerged that the victim, who as yet is unidentified, is male and has blonde hair. So we are asking anybody who may know a man with blonde hair who lived in this area and who has recently gone missing or whose whereabouts are unknown to come forward. In terms of the men we are still seeking, one is described as being about 6 feet tall with dark, scraggly hair. He wore heavy, possibly military, boots, a brown jacket, and blue jeans. The other man was much shorter, possibly about 5 foot 6 inches tall, and was of heavy build. He was said to be wearing blue jeans and a black jacket, and had brown, cropped hair. Both men are extremely dangerous.